Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, Jim, we're going to pay tribute to the late Jeff Emmerich, a name that may not be a household name, but certainly a legendary audio engineer, especially for his work with the Beatles, classics like Revolver, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and Abbey Road, among other classic recordings.
But now it's time for another round of Buried Treasures. Greg, this is one of our favorite shows, right?
Yes, indeed, indeed.
What's a buried treasure? This is a recording that we define as something that's probably under the mainstream radar. You probably haven't heard of it. We collect these. We try to do this show every once in a while and turn you on to great music that deserves a wider audience. Greg, you get to go first.
Jim, I'm going to start off with an exploration of garage rock, one of our favorite genres.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the 60s, right? Every band that wanted to be, you know, we just talked about the Beatles. Well, there was a lot of bands cropping up all over America that wanted to be the Beatles playing music in garages. And that tradition has carried on a long and glorious history in Chicago. The last decade, we've had a ton of these really great garage rock combos. In other words, these are veterans from that scene that are forming this band, Ethers. Two things that make Ethers stand out from the pack. One is the songwriting. Bo Hansen, in particular, he is writing deeper, more introspectively, lyrically, than you would expect from the typical garage rock band. The suicide of an older brother has really informed a number of the lyrics on this album, and it's impossible to miss that vibe, that melancholy, tragic vibe that courses through a number of these songs. Mm. But it's not a downer at all. This is a great band, and I think the other distinctive feature of this band is the keyboardist, Mary McCain. She plays one of those farfises.
And you're a sucker for that. I can't get you to play with my band ever. I don't know why.
And what I like about it is Ethers does not use the farfisa as just sort of a little accent. It's an overdriven lead instrument in this band. And some of the heavier rockers, it really blasts into the forefront. The song I'm going to play, though, is more on the contemplative side. It's just got a haunting melody to it. You hear the band's gift for hooks, as well as that sort of underlying tone of melancholy. It's something from the band Ethers on Sound Opinions. That is Ethers with a song called Something, one of my buried treasures.
I'm loving it, Craig. This is what buried treasures are supposed to do. You just turned me on to them. I would say that they are more of the late era garage, where it's not just tearing it up, fake R&B, amphetamized, right? I mean, there's a lot of psychedelia in there.
For
reminds
sure.
me of the psychedelic seeds. I'm going to go all the way to New Zealand for my first buried treasure, a band called The Beths. You know, my favorite band from New Zealand since Flight of the Conchords. This is a wonderful, really energetic pop punk band with a sort of indie, you know, chimey, psychedelic, almost at times vibe. Think of the great Courtney Barnett fronting the Chills or the Clean, other great Kiwi bands, right? And I don't make that Courtney Barnett comparison lightly. The leader of this group, Elizabeth Stokes, is a really smart, almost novelistic songwriter. Sometimes I think I'm doing fine. I think I'm pretty smart. Then the walls become thin. Somebody gets in. I'm defenseless. I love that line from a song called Future Me Hates Me. And I love that whole concept of you as someone, a young person, trying to find your way in the world, and you're looking ahead and thinking, someday, maybe I'll get it together, and that person's going to hate the person I am now. Wow, that is a lot to pack into this explosive, guitar-driven, you know, frenetically drummed pop-punk song. I just love it. The Beths from New Zealand, Future Me Hates Me. That is The Beths with the title track from their new album, just came out in August, Future Me Hates Me, Car Park Records.
That is a great title, to say, Future Me Hates Me.
Yeah. That's the story of my life.
And, you know, the other thing about this record, Jim, you know, we talked about the sophistication or relative sophistication of what the Ethers were doing. The same thing with The Beths, that those counterpoint harmonies really got me.
Yeah.
Kind of a cut above on this record. The next band I want to go to is Our Girl from the UK, Brighton, to be specific, a co-ed trio led by a woman named Soph Nathan. She's also a member of a band called Big Moon. But Our Girl, her other band, sounds nothing like them. Big Moon is kind of more downbeat and more atmospheric. Our Girl is a trio in which Nathan's guitar is right up front. I love her sort of understated, very conversational vocal style, but she's got a real feel for hooks as a guitar player. Not only hooks, but also the ability to crank it up. You know, you get from these kind of eerie mood pieces that just sort of explode, you know, when you least expect it. So that dynamic plays itself out. This is a really, really good debut album. It's called Stranger Today, and here's a track from it. It's called In My Head from Our Girl on Sound Opinions.
I told you I'm still me, and I saw I love your family. I wish I told you I'm still me, and I saw.
In My Head from Our Girl on Sound Opinions.
Yeah, that's a good one, Greg. It reminds me very much of Mary Timoney's band, Helium.
Oh, yeah.
It's both in terms of the understated vocals and those killer guitars. There has been no shortage at all in the last couple of years of great up-and-coming Chicago rappers putting their music out on SoundCloud, working to build the next Chicago scene, a community to follow Chance the Rapper. And Matt Muse is part of that. You know, how do buried treasures come to you? I've told stories before. You know, sometimes you get this email, please listen to me, right? Mm. And something strikes. I know Matt's mother, who is a colleague in academia, and she's fantastic. And she said, listen to my son's record, right? That combined with almost the same day reading a piece that Lior Galil wrote in the Chicago Reader. Said, okay, I'm going to listen to Matt Muse. And Matt's got his first real album out now after several mixtapes called Nappy Talk. You know, and it's catching fire. He got to perform at Taste of Chicago this summer. People are buzzing about this record. You know, he's a guy who believes in community. He's a teaching artist with Young Chicago Authors, a really great group in the community. He's been working and got his break with Donda's House, named for Kanye West's mother, now Art of Culture, run by Rhymefest, Jay Smith. So he gives back, and his way of looking at the South Side, this wonderful community in Chicago that is also plagued with violence, all right, is through his hair. Nappy Talk, right? He's got an incredible do, which is kind of like the hip-hop take on a flock of seagulls. And he said that, you know, it's when he began to look for a straight job, you know, everybody expected him to, you know, kind of corporate up his hair. And then he decided to hell with that. I am going to let it be all that it can be. I grew my hair. I don't care. Let them stay. It got longer. Boys got stronger. If I spell it right, I'm I don't know if I'm explaining it right. You know, I'm going to play a track called Getting to It. It's got that, you know, hip-hop braggadocio thing, but the humor and then also the sense of community. I got seven words for a naysayer. Gambino for president and Muse for mayor. Bring the city to completion. Touch the sky, it had me reaching. Now I'm gripping on this cloud. Hope it won't let me down. You know, I think he's got a really firm sense of hip-hop history. He is proud of his roots. He said he wanted this record musically to sound like the tunes blaring from an old Cadillac driving around on the South Side, while lyrically he wanted to talk about the present. Getting to It by Matt Muse from Nappy Talk on Sound Opinions.
I say thank you, Grandma, for shacking me. Thank you, Mama, for smacking me. Thank you, Papa, for strapping me with raps to catch them lacking. Thank the city for shacking me. Thank them dudes for jacking me. I ain't worried who adding me. My squad is in back of me, and we get into it. 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 Okay, now let's get into it. Get into it. Get into it. Get into it. Watch me while I get into it. I got seven words for a naysayer. Kanye for president and Chance for mayor. Bring the city to completion. Touch the sky, it had me reaching. Now I'm gripping on this cloud, hoping it won't let me down. On a wing and a prayer that we fly a butter spell. Simpson, I grew my hair. I don't care, let them stay. It got longer, bars got stronger. If I spell it right, I conjure up to help me conquer. I can't wait on me no longer. This ain't college. It's real life, no scholarship, no free ride. This CTA, not GTA, now let me know your ETA. I'm outside, just arrived, try to stem me wrong and I show your ride. How your auntie, like, show your ride, cause it go right when you flowing right. The pin be working when your mama's sick of working it. Ay, you gotta hurt them when your pocket steady hurting it. Ay, I know for certain this will have my granny smirking. So I'm going Gordon Hayward when they open that curtain. You know I'm getting to it, getting to it, getting to it, getting to it, getting to it. Okay, now let's get into it. 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 Watch me while I get into it. North side.
Greg, in introducing Matt Muse, I mentioned I read Lior Galil write about him, and he's turning me on to a lot of great music. He is the music columnist at the Chicago Reader. We want to share the buried treasure wealth. Lior, welcome to Sound Opinions. You got some treasures for us.
I do indeed. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. What is the first treasure you're going to lay on us?
The first one is a group from St. Louis called Foxing. They're an emo band. About 5 years ago, you could see them play the first of four bands at Township, which is exactly a
emo,
for those of you non-Chicago, it's about the size of a thumbtack. And They have shown tremendous growth over the course of several albums. This is their third album, Near My God, came out a couple months ago, and it is just enormous. It feels like the world opens whenever I hear it, and particularly the title track. This is a song that the co-producer, Chris Walla, formerly of Death Cab for Cutie, apparently went to the mat for, is what he told Stereo Gum. The band was going to cut it. Not even included on the record, which is funny because it's the title of the record. I saw them play in Lincoln Hall a couple weeks ago, which is a slightly larger space than Township. They introduced a song as this is for anyone who has worked on something creatively and felt like giving up. It's so clear that they put themselves out there and that they took real risks. It sounds like a pop song. It sounds like a pop song from the 80s. It sounds like a pop song that is very much of this moment as well. There's very little hint of contemporary emo, of 2000s emo in it.
Those are the emo revival, I think.
Yes,
they're young
yes,
enough to qualify.
Mm-hmm. Yes, what I like to call the fourth wave emo. I love it because they took such great risks in pulling off this song, and I think it works tremendously. This is Foxing with Near My God on Sound Opinions.
Foxing with Nearer My God on Sound Opinions. Lior, you know I love you, man. That's why you're on the show. I hate this song. I hate this band. I don't think it's a good idea to combine emo with Muse.
Yeah, that's the first thing that came to my head, actually, was Muse and U2 or something like that. There have been other critics that I deeply respect, like yourself, who have been raving about this record. And I feel like I'm the dumbest kid on the block because I don't get it. For probably similar reasons to what you just said.
Not at all.
It sounds like a really bloated arena rock record. Like you mentioned the 80s.
Yeah.
This is like something I'd hear in an arena in the 80s. That's what I'm thinking.
And run for the exit.
So what am I missing here?
To me, because I've been listening to this band since the beginning, the progression is part of what I find so appealing. Mm. They were really shabby at first, but clearly had great ambition. They sounded like they wanted to write for an orchestra, and there's something about their ability to combine like 90s emo catharsis with huge production in the case of the new album that is so compelling to me, is unusual, and unusual for the scene that they came out of. To me, it's this record is symbolic of a band that's at the edge of something that could just break up tomorrow and are deciding to just throw every idea.
Or maybe they could become 21 Pilots. So either way. All right. If you've got a pick of an album that we really need to hear, call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. After a break, Greg and I will dig up some more buried treasures, plus Lior has one more pick, too. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. When you smile.